When you call an audible in Addison, you know it's going to be a run play. So we are joined this morning by the head football coach and athletic director here at Addison, Josh Lindemann. First off, thanks for getting here and thanks for letting me in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you always have those moments when you have people showing up at your school and everything goes sideways. So, yeah, no, we're glad to have you guys. Appreciate you coming out.
And homecoming here, the place looks great, decorated. Everyone did a great job. Can you just talk about the student involvement in athletics on days like today?
Oh, you know, being in small schools all across, like, Lenawee County and southeastern Michigan, you know, kids have a lot of pride in what they do, and extends, you know, further than just our football players tonight. Sports teams, our cheerleaders, our student body, they're all excited for homecoming, having people come back, and putting on a big show. You know, today's the day for us, and it's, you know, that way all across the county when homecoming comes to small towns.
So in our Cave Coaches preview show, we had you on, and you were talking about, you know, you have a younger team this year, and you're going to figure out kind of who they are 4 weeks in, 3-1, nothing to shake your head at. What have you learned about your team so far?
They're a great group of kids. They have, you know, they show up every day, they work hard, they try to get better, things of that nature. And that's kind of what you want with a young team. We've lost a close game, you know, won a couple close games, so they're growing. So if you'd have told me, you know, back there at the beginning of the show, you know, when we did the preseason show, hey, you're going to be 3-1, I would have taken it with as young as we are. So they're showing growth, they're showing up every day and getting better, taking the coaching and trying to continue to play Addison football the way we like to play it.
Yeah, that way is to take the air out of the football, but score a lot of points. How do you do that? Like, you run the ball for 500 yards and you score 40 points a game.
I think it's just a mindset for our kids. You know, we have linemen who take ownership and they take pride in being a lineman when you come to Addison and you go through the program. And then I think it's the backs. I think part of it is we share the ball so well that we don't have a lone back. So when you get your opportunity, you're trying to house it, you know what I mean? So
sure.
Each one of them, when they get their opportunity, they're not trying to get a 2-yard run or a 3-yard run. They're trying to take it to the house, you know, and so they can get more carries. So I think and they kind of feed off each other as well in that regard. So, and then, yeah, sometimes you look up at the scoreboard and you're like, wow, you know, we've controlled the ball for 70% of the game and, you know, we put, you know, 40-some points up on the board. So it happens. We're excited about it. I hope we can keep it rolling.
So something unique, obviously, between high school and college. At college, you can recruit the guys you want. In high school, you coach the kids you have. How do you, you know, balance that between what you want to do and maybe the incoming class or the makeup of your team? You've kind of stuck with that run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. Has that just been a lucky coincidence, or can you speak to that?
No, I think it all goes back to the culture. The culture of our program, kids come in, they know what we're going to do offensively. They know we're going to be a smash-mouth, full-house, power-T football team, and they're going to find their way to fit into that. And then, like I said, we really focus on the culture and, you know, growing and grooming offensive linemen that come in, and we take pride in that. So that's part of it. And then there's little, you know, tweaks and stuff you make depending on the type of backs you have and what kind of, you know, plays you want to run out of the tee. Believe it or not, even though we hear it, you know, in the crowd sometimes, we do have more than one play of just running it up the middle. So there are little things and tweaks that we do depending
sure.
on the backs we have and things of that nature. But it's just a mindset and a culture now at our school that the kids want to run it and they love it and they want to be part of it.
Yeah, and you see that throughout Lenawee County.
Yes.
I mean, it's unique the way you do it, but you look at, you know, schools mainly on the western side of the county. You know, you got down the list, you got Hudson, and you got Sand Creek, those type of schools. Madison now, they run that type of football.
Yep.
So it's not uncommon for that to happen. Could you talk a little bit about a league that Lenawee County people might not know a lot about, the one you play in, the Cascades? Kind of, could you break that down a little bit, how they're shaping out this year?
The Cascades Conference is, you know, Jackson area, you know, mostly, and one Washtenaw school that we get with Manchester. And we kind of are like the odd duck out, you know, down here in Lenawee County, which we kind of take pride in also going up and beating up on people in the Jackson area. That's kind of our goal.
Good.
It's a great conference athletically. Each school represents well. We got powerful teams in every sport that do well in the postseason. And now it's going to uniquely change next year as we expand to 12. So that's pretty exciting. We're going to be an East-West division, and it's going to create some conference championship games where, like, somebody's walking away with the trophy, not based on what they did all year. So that's going to be kind of exciting for high school football in this area, and we're looking forward to it.
Talking with the Addison head football coach and athletic director, Josh Lindemann. Let's talk about today, tonight. East Jackson, a team you've had success with. How do you keep the focus on, you know, get it done, get the win, it's just a game?
That's human nature, kind of, when you have had a lot of success against the team or you've had a lot of success the players have growing up playing those teams. You just have to kind of go back to what you built your program on, one play at a time, one rep at a time. Every single day, it's about getting better. It's about, you know, proving what you can do on the field for your team, things of that nature. And this is a much different East Jackson team. The team we lost to, Manchester Week 2, they were tied 36-36 with them with 8 minutes to go last week. So much different East Jackson team than what we've seen in the past. So they're going to come here, and, you know, when we've had the success we've had the last 3 years in the conference, everybody's going to give us their best. And we've seen that already. Teams get up to play us. So I don't doubt that East Jackson is going to come here and give us everything they have. And we just got to continue to play Addison football play after play.
One more for the people listening and maybe people that will head out to Addison tonight. Could you name a couple, not to single anybody out? I know you want to list all the players on your team, but the guys that will get a lot of attention today, maybe carrying the football a little bit, or a defensive player that you think will grab some attention on the airwaves?
Well, usually I'm going to tell you about the guys that are really going to win the game.
The offensive
line.
Good.
You'll hear enough of the offensive backs' names called, but our starting seven, that's been our starting seven up front all year. Gunnar Demieux, our sophomore left tight end. Cam Miller, our sophomore left tackle. Jay Grewan, our sophomore left guard. James Hollenbeck, our center, who's a senior, anchoring everything up front for us. Our right guard is Gabe Pepper, who's a junior. Our right tackle is a freshman, Quincy Smith, and our right tight end is Nathan Sines, who's also a senior. They're pretty young up front, but they keep getting better, and they're going to be whether or not we win. When Addison wins football games, it's because of those seven, not who's carrying the ball. And when we lose, it's because of those seven, not who's carrying the ball. And, like, they take ownership and pride in that. And they don't get to be mentioned very much on the radio, so
sure,
I figured I'd give them some love right now.
Well, I'll let Jeff know to look for the big uglies in the trenches.
Absolutely.
In all the questions I've asked coaches and players, that might be one of the best answers that I've heard. So that was great. It's going to be Addison and East Jackson tonight, 7 o'clock here in Addison. Homecoming game today. I've been talking to their coach and athletic director here at Addison, Josh Lindemann. Thank you so much. I'll let you get back to work.
All right. I appreciate it, man. Thanks.